Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We've got a two-for-one thing here, folks. We got Stephen Mundahl with us. Stephen is the co-author of The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. He's also president and CEO of Goodwill Industries in Western Massachusetts, and he's here to talk to us about the alchemy of authentic leadership and why some powerful leaders fail. And he's our new friend, Stephen Mundahl. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it very much.
Good to have you here. And you brought with you your co-author, Sharon Massoth, I think is how you said that. Sharon, welcome to the show. You are a psychotherapist, as I understand it.
I am a psychotherapist and a business coach as well.
All right. And say your last name for us.
Massoth.
Okay. So, okay, Stephen, leadership is something we talk about on the show a lot because small business owners, I want small business owners to maximize their ability to be leaders because it's something, it's an intangible that has some specific disciplines, but how it manifests is really intangible, and that it's different for everybody. But it's one of those things that if you can master it, if you can be a good leader, an effective leader, an authentic leader, as you say, you without spending any more money, or maybe even no more time, you can have great success more than otherwise. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct, Jim. And leadership is tough, and particularly small business leadership is tough because it demands so much out of us. But I just want to make a couple of points right at the outset. You know, to get outed is a horrible, horrible thing.
What do you mean by tell you now that this is a new term connected with being outed is not new, but being connected to leadership is maybe a little bit different than what we're used to hearing. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, and that I think once we step out of our kind of honest and ethical and maybe authentic role, we have a tendency to maybe to take some shortcuts or to cheat a little bit to get to the top or whatever the situation might be. That's what we're talking about in our book, The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. It's not that all of us are authentic because none of us truly are. It's always a journey, isn't it? It's just always
right.
A journey.
Well, let's stop for a second reverse engineer this thing. Talk to us about what you mean by authentic leadership.
Well, I think authentic leadership has to do with living a balanced and honest life as much as possible.
Socrates said the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Well, isn't that just the great quote? And you know, this is a challenge for all of us because none of us were born perfectly. The external environment around us is very difficult to navigate through.
Right.
And it's tough to be a small business leader. There's just no doubt about that. Whether you're a new father or a mother, or whether you're running a $10 million company.
Right.
And we all love to look at people who don't do well, who maybe make these public mistakes.
Right.
But you know, the key to it is that we all have parts of ourselves in all of those leaders.
But now you talked about being outed a minute ago. I don't think it's a matter of being outed. I think we out ourselves, don't we? Don't we get too, as my dad would say, too big for our britches, and we out ourselves, don't we?
It's always an inside job. And no matter how much we want to blame somebody else, it's always an inside job. And Sharon, I'm sure, can speak to that as well.
Well, I wanted to ask you about, now that we've got the authentic leadership defined, what is the alchemy of authentic leadership?
Well, you know, I believe that we are all, you know, going for the gold inside our own selves all the time. And that means that when you go for being the most positive and the most caring and the most genuine leader, using all your talents, maximizing all your talents and your aptitudes as best you can, you have a greater magnet, a greater pulling power, a greater transforming power to your companies. Because if you're have issues within you that need to be addressed, and we can go into some of those, you'll mm-hmm. bring, you know, if you're sloppy in your financial house at home, you'll bring that sloppiness into your own business. So if the more whole you are, the more golden you are, mm-hmm. the more you're going to bring gold to your company.
Right. All right, that makes a lot of sense. Now, okay, so now let's come back to what you were saying a minute ago. Stephen, you were telling us a little bit more about the authentic leadership angle.
Well, you know, leadership really isn't a position, is it? It's more of a way of approaching life. And like Sharon said, what we try to do in our book is we take individuals all through a couple of key areas of their life, and not just money, but how they're handling their important relationships, mm-hmm. Their careers, their family, and also what they believe in, their ethical values, their spiritual side. And this isn't a discussion about religion, but it is important. The way that we handle ourselves is also the way we're going to handle others.
Yeah. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, and so as we step into this role of leadership, we're going to make mistakes. We just are. Mm-hmm. But we need to call out these thieves, Jim. We need to call out these things that creep up inside of us. And lead us down this road of inauthentic living.
Right.
You know, like padding our expense account or treating somebody bad or ill-mannered. We need to just call these thieves out for what they are.
One of the things that has helped me, and this is not, I'm going to call this the first step toward helping you getting yourself to be authentic. And that is learning how to laugh at yourself. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. And you got to be able to laugh at yourself in front of your people. And I believe if you can do that, you can then you're on the road to being able to say, you know what, this is not funny. I messed up, and I'm sorry about that. I made a mistake. What do you think?
I think that we need to know that as a leader, our greatest strengths also contain our greatest weaknesses.
It's the paradox.
We embrace all of ourselves.
It's a great paradox, isn't it? Hold on to that thought, Sharon. We're going to be right back with Sharon Massoff and Stephen Mundahl after these messages, folks. They're the co-authors of The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. When we come back, I want to talk about these 7 reasons why powerful people risk it all. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.